Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm here or there, whatever. Wells is
hey,
out there.
Man. What's going it's on? It's Josh. Wells? It's Jeff. It's Wells coming to you live ish from
the great 2 weeks city ago. Of Richmond, Virginia.
Yay. Yay. So, any fun TV shows, movies, games y'all been doing, playing, watching?
Like I'm going to be playing anything other than Black Flag Resynced for a while. Give me a ring.
Yeah, I figured. You never know.
Have they made any quality of life improvements in that? Like, just in terms of gameplay and stuff like that?
Versus when it came out or versus the original 13 years ago?
Yeah, the original.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can explore a lot more of the map. Like, there are these little islands in the middle of the ocean that you can now like land on and get shit from, so that's really
well
cool.
that was always
the world seems a little bit more real. The combat's essentially been overhauled to be what the kind of the more modern combat stuff. Yeah. So if you don't like the modern things, you might not like this, but
that was one of the things that turned me off of whichever the one was. It was in Greece, the one that you had like the falcon or the hawk or whatever, and I'm just like, I didn't like it felt like Zelda, you know, where I've got like my targeting reticle and everything. I'm like, this is weird.
Thankfully there's not like that, because there wasn't that in the original, but you can still use like the assassin's vision or whatever to like tag enemies, but it's not with an eagle anymore.
Okay, that's
which it wasn't to begin with. So, yeah,
right. It'd be weird to kind of fit that, try to squeeze that in. Yeah,
yeah. It's more like if you played Shadows, it's the Shadows engine meets Black Flag, and I like that a lot.
Excuse me, Jeff, what about you?
A whole lot. It's just this weekend we didn't have anything going on. And the wife's like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, actually nothing. So to quote the great line from Office Space, I did nothing and it was everything I hoped it would be. I did play a little like old school Black Flag, but, I'll get in there and then I'll get to that point where I just kind of get frustrated trying to parkour everything, because sometimes it gets clunky. And
the parkour is a little bit, it's different now than it used to be too.
Have you started better than Ted Lasso yet?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I figured.
Yeah. I saw an article. Somebody was like, yeah, we don't need this kind of cringe TV anymore. And I'm like, first off, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, first off, go
respectfully. Yeah. Go die in a fire. Man, how could you say that?
No shit. I am continuing to work my way through the Batmans. I'm still playing Arkham City. That's the second one, right?
Yep. I love that game.
Really early on in it. I wanted to give myself a little bit of a break between Asylum and City.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do all three of them back to back, you know, like want to kind of spread it out. Mm-hmm. Just picked it back up. Actually, yesterday, I kind of spent most of Sunday just playing Batman, which was fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And then other than that, I'm just kind of working through some of my old backlog of shit, too. And man, my backlog is just, it feels like a never ending hill. Like Borderlands 4, I started it and it was so broken on launch. I put it away. I heard it got fixed. So I was like, I'll play it again. And I'm just bored with it. Like, just bored with it. It's not a good game, at least where I'm at with it. So I don't know, Jeff, does it get better or is it just not that good of a game?
I zoned out for a second. Which game?
Borderlands 4.
It's the beginning isn't bad, and then like all Borderland games, you hit this spot somewhere between, like, for me it was like between like level 12 and level 30 where it just doesn't feel like anything's happening. The story kind of slows down, you know, you're trying to level up, you're trying to figure out what kind of gear, and then it picks up You know, once you get a little stronger, and I don't know, like, I don't, you guys know me well enough at this point to know that, you know, a lot of times when I'm playing these games anymore, like, I'm not looking for skill challenge. Right. I'm just there to enjoy the content. Yeah, and so I don't want difficulty level. Like, I don't necessarily want to play like, you know, the people who post on Reddit where they, you know, like two shot a boss. Like, I don't necessarily need that, but I also don't want to be on my 18th run through, you know, not being able to figure out how to defeat this thing. And that's honestly where I am with the DLC. I played the weird Blood Queen one. It was one of the first DLCs that had come out. Played all the way through that, enjoyed that. Then they had like a new raid boss that came out. I never beat the old raid boss, and I tried playing this raid boss, and I was dead in like 30 seconds. And I thought I was pretty buffed up. And then I start looking online, and it's just nothing but like, oh, you know, I had to grind for 100 hours to get this one piece of gear, and now I'm finally viable. And I'm just like, I don't want to, what they call it, min-maxing or whatever. Like I'm not looking for that. I don't want that. And it's kind of turned me off of playing any of the rest of the DLC. I'll probably pick it back up at some point. It's just, I'm taking a break from it right now.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So to answer your question, it does get better.
Okay.
And then you may hit another wall, but that's the way it goes.
And it's too late for me to refund it, so I guess I'm just strapped in, or I'll just never play it, one or the other. And congratulations, 2K, or whoever the fuck owns you anymore. You, Gearbox, you got my money. Anyways, we've talked about this brewery a few times, of a brewery that I don't even know if I want to use their name out loud, to be honest with you. But they have promised that free beer would happen the day that a certain president passes away.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Probably not the smartest thing to throw out there. And to kind of keep poking the bear, as this place has done, because they also got caught. We talked about this about a month ago, of selling beer without the proper licensing. Well, now they have lost their license.
Yeah. Not
themselves, alcohol. And they're claiming it's political retribution.
So can we, like, as a society, decide that we're all going to just grow up and quit blaming everything on, you know, extremists in politics when we don't get our way? Like, this guy legit broke the rules, right? He had a brewery in Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
He had his brewing license in Wisconsin, but he was having his beer contract brewed in Illinois. But because he had his license in Wisconsin, he felt like that made it all okay. And so he was just transporting beer from Illinois to Wisconsin, not paying taxes on it. Like, that's not a political thing.
No, that's like, common sense.
Like, if you ran your mouth and got on somebody's watch list and they said, oh, look, you're being a dumbass, that doesn't change the fact that you were being a dumbass, right? Like, this isn't like, you know, some smear campaign where, you know, lies are being made up about what you may or may not have done in some specific place. No, you broke the damn law.
Yeah.
That's you shouldn't get to profit from breaking the law, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't want to touch this mostly because of just like the political nature of it. Like, this guy is like very vocally out there, and that's fine. Like, it's not nothing wrong with it, you know. But if you are going to be attracting, and you know, in this climate, being as outspoken as this guy is, you know that you're going to be under increased scrutiny.
Keep your fucking nose clean.
Well, yeah, you'd better dot your I's and cross your T's, because look, I don't think this is political retribution. I mean, ultimately, I think they might have been going after him, but like, come to find out, he was importing beer without a license to it. It's just like, dude, this is 101. You need to be smarter than this. It's so stupid. Like, you're bringing beer from another state that you didn't make. You have to go through a distributor, you have to pay tax on it. And if you're not, then God, you're just, oh, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's throwing all the political stuff out the window. This was just plain stupidity. And it sounds like
this was stupid.
Not the first time that this guy has done stunts like this. And I mean, come on, man. Like, again, you could be out. You motherfucker saw the t-shirts I used to wear of this president.
Yeah,
I would wear those out in public, but my shit was clean. I wasn't doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was making my fucking feelings known, but I wasn't doing stupid other shit about it. And that's where I'm like, you know what? Just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth, dude.
Yeah, it's like, like only break one law at a time, right?
Well, and to your point, like if you want to be edgy because you're trying to, you know, grow your business or whatever, like I get it. We've talked ad nauseum over the years about, you know, breweries doing stupid shit, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And this guy is in the found out stage of like, oh, you mean, you know, I can't break the law. And I don't know why, like the, oh, well, you know, it doesn't count because it's politically motivated. Somebody on the Reddit comments so aptly put it. It's like one of those sovereign citizen things. It's like, oh, well, I'm not driving. I'm traveling. You know, like all that BS. Like, oh, the laws don't apply to me. You know, you don't have jurisdiction. I'm like, no, actually, they do. And you will lose your brewing license. And I mean, like, I have to imagine, you know, unless he goes to another state, like, what's he going to do, man? He's got to be done.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, I think he can still brew while there's an until this investigation completes. But come on, man. I don't think it's going to matter. Just
now. I don't think so either. I think at the end of the day, he's done too much damage and I feel bad for him. But then again, I don't like you brought unneeded attention on yourself when you were already doing stupid shit. So like Jeff said, you're in the find out phase.
Yep. Oh, well,
All right. Moving on, into Diageo that is trying to double the production of Guinness and also probably make some job cuts, but not necessarily at Guinness, just around the Diageo brand. But their goal, they got a new CEO. His name is Dave Lewis. Ran the Tesco brand of grocery store in the UK for a while. Doesn't have the greatest of nicknames.
Drastic Dave.
But they're trying to bring him in to turn the ship of Guinness around, especially in the US. I mean, good luck. I guess.
Which is weird that they're trying to turn Guinness around, because it feels like just a couple of months ago, we were talking about Guinness being one of the leaders of, you know, current youth drinking, but I don't know.
Maybe. Right.
It just goes to show like nothing is ever good enough.
Yep.
Numbers, you know, don't it's go great. Enough. Yeah, it's great that we made, you know, 15% gross margin or net profit, whatever. But what if we made 16? What about 18? Can we get it to 25?
Yep.
You know, like it's just, it's frustrating.
Yeah, they've actually put $1 billion investment into Guinness. That's $1 billion with a B.
Goodness.
To try to get the brand bigger in North America.
I mean, you could start by going to patreon.com/craftbeercast or reach out to us, contact@craftbeercast.com. We'll arrange an in-person meeting. You could just hand us a check for, I don't know, $300 million. And then we will take it and we will grow the Guinness brand on your behalf. We'll
evangelize Guinness to the masses.
That's right. I mean, like we'll have, you know, organic outreach. We'll do all of the things that you would, you know, expect to see from brand ambassadors.
I'll do a great Guinness job. Tattoo on my face.
Yeah. Good. Josh would do that.
For $1 million? Yes, I would. I'd put it right on my face. You know, as the youth are doing. The youth, they're putting it on their face.
Split the G.
That's right. It'll be the split G. But yeah, I mean, that's no joke that they're putting a $1 billion investment into the brand. Basically, their main reasoning behind this is that apparently, I didn't know this, but they had a shortage in the UK of production and not having enough, which I had no idea that happened, but apparently that was the thing. So they're trying to increase production to, number one, eliminate that from ever happening again. And then again, number two, try to boost the brand here. But I would like to remind everybody that Guinness did have the facility here in North America.
They had several facilities in North America. One of them in Baltimore that closed.
Yep.
I'm like, and then they shifted production to Chicago. And I'm like, why spend all this money on something if you're not going to keep it open?
Right. Exactly. So it's kind of like, it seems like this revolving door at Diageo of leadership just doesn't know what to do with this brand that makes the money. And like Jeff was saying, they want this number to go burr in their own way. So this is this guy's way of making this number burr, which apparently means let's let it live in the UK, but then, you know, ship it. Who knows? I don't know what the fuck they're doing with this thing, man. It makes the money. Just leave it alone. But whatever.
Yeah, it's yeah, I mean, as far as marketing items go, it's a swing and a miss, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking
of, this is how crazy it is. So right now their production is 8.2 million hectoliters, and by 2031 they want to push that up to 15.7 million hectoliters.
It's a lot of beer.
That's a jump.
Yeah, the article goes out to point out this is about the size equivalent of 300 Olympic pool swimming pools worth of beer.
The U.S. will use anything but the metric system.
Right. But yeah.
Meanwhile, I mean, Drastic Dave is out there. He'll do anything but go to therapy. So, you know.
Right. There was rumors, by the way, that they might try to sell off Guinness. Mm. And apparently they have said that that is not going to happen.
That's the golden goose. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, according to this article, the brand of Guinness is worth about $8 billion. Why would you sell that off?
Again, people who have money can't ever be happy. Like I would like to think, I was in that position and I had that kind of a business, even if it wasn't growing that extensively year over year over year, like, man, I feel like the Arizona tea guy, right? Like, am I still making money? Can I pay everything off? Can I take care of my employees? All right, cool. What else do I need?
Yeah. I will fight you if you ever increase the price of this hot dog above $1.
That's right. 50 cents. That's right. Over my dead body.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I don't understand the moves sometimes of we have all these facilities in North America. Why not put that? If you're really trying to push the brand here, why did you close them or move them to begin with? Yeah. That's where my brain question. Just, I don't, it disconnects going, what the fuck are you doing then? Why didn't you keep the Baltimore one open? Everybody seemed excited about it. Right. And you fucking closed it. You idiots.
Yeah.
Which, you know, then there's probably some like 4D chess kind of thing where it's like, well, yeah, everybody was excited. Yeah, it was making money, but we actually helped our bottom line by, you know, way more by, you know, closing this place down and taking the tax write off.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I say to that. Ugh.
Yeah. So again, swing and a miss. You might say.
All right. A little shorter of a news section this go around. We only had three other stories that I found, but found this one kind of interesting. So Bud, baseball, beer, you know, kind of all things that you think about, and, you know, I have to give it to the MLB. They do this annual Field of Dreams game, which I think was a very neat concept for them to come up with. And apparently at this, and not just this game, but kind of nationwide, they are going to be releasing their normal Budweiser, but it's special edition because it's barrel aged with MLB bats.
Yeah, I wouldn't say barrel. They're probably still just using Beechwood chips like they normally do. But these are Beechwood chips from a baseball bat.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't really get a good feel if these are, if they're keeping the bats whole or not. Even if they do, I mean, who cares? So you throw a couple bats in there so you can say that it's made with a certain thing. Who cares? Like, it's not changing anything, right? Like, it's, if you already have Beechwood in your tanks for nucleation points.
Yep.
And instead of getting it shaved into pieces, you get it made into a bat, and maybe you're throwing the bats in whole. Maybe you're chopping the bats up. I don't know, whatever. Unless you're doing a whole vat of bats, you know, like you could throw one bat in there and be like, yep, we put bats in there.
There's a bat in there.
There's a second. Oh, you threw a second one in? Oh, dang, that's double barreled. Ha
ha. Double barreled. What? No. Get it? Because the part of a bat's called a barrel.
What if, and man, this is a deep baseball reference, but what if it was George Brett's pine tar bat?
That feels like that would be gross.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like that'd be really gross.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I'm just not all that into baseball. Number two, it's Bud. Like, I don't give a fuck. I just thought this was kind of an interesting idea. Look,
more power to them. They are, you know, they're kind of like McDonald's. You know, they're maybe not, they are consistent, right? I may not want to consume it, but they are pretty good at marketing stunts.
I will regret it the next day. Mm-hmm. If I do consume it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Wells, as the official baseball fan of the three of us, does this, I mean, I know it's AB, but does this do anything for you at all?
No, because I don't live in Iowa, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. It doesn't do anything for me in general. I'm not reaching for a Budweiser necessarily. If I don't know. Like maybe if I was at a baseball game and this was like available to me at the game, then 100% I would love it. But like,
okay.
But outside of that venue specifically, like outside of being like at a baseball game, I'm not interested.
Fair enough. Just so everybody knows, they had been sending the Beechwood to the bat manufacturer where they got them created into custom baseball bats. So it sounds like they're going to be throwing bats in whole, maybe? Question mark?
Which, and if they are, the whole point of the Beechwood aging process, and you know, Wells has been through the tour, I believe, as well. So he, you know this. You know, So when you're
like
in St. Louis, one, yeah, you're in this big room. There's just shit ton of, you know, fermenters and whatnot, and they'll show you, like, they just open one up, and there's just tons of these, you know, like giant shavings of these Beechwood trees. And you know, they talk about, you know, it's a nucleation point and, you know, helps with carbonation, blah 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 blah. It's gimmicky as whatever, but I mean, you know, it's what they've done and it's what they continue to do. But the point is, you've got like this shaved sliver of wood, and it's they're large, but
yeah,
you know, again, you're using that as nucleation points for carbonation and such. If you throw in a smoothed out bat, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
So,
I'd have to imagine that they sent them their Beechwood to get made into a bat that they'll then shave down and cut up and put right back into the bat. So,
Who knows?
Yeah, we're going to go through a bunch of steps just so we can say we did a thing. I mean, again, cool. You do you. I don't mind.
Who knows? Or like we said, it's a double barreled AB, it's a double-barreled bud.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, we're all remote for this set. Jeff, what are you drinking?
So, mentioned it earlier, the very special double-barreled straight jacket from this first round of the Revolution drop. You know, we gush about all these Revolution beers and just how great they are. And it feels like, you know, we should be, should we be paid sponsors? Maybe, I don't know. But like, the problem is they're just so damn good. And even the ones that aren't perfect are still better than the majority of what you can get out there. And, you know, like I was excited for this one. I was nervous for this one. Double barrel very special jacket. It's just ridiculously good. It was finished off in fresh Eagle rare barrels. So
is that good?
As someone who will go on record, like Eagle Rare is my favorite.
I'm bourbon. Just kidding.
Okay, good.
That sounds awesome. I'm sorry.
Yeah, blend of English barley wines aged 18 to 24 months in premium bourbon barrels before being finished in freshly dumped Eagle Rare casks. It's like every barrel aged barley wine from Revolution that you would want it to be. It's just great. I just love it to death. Nice. I'm glad I got extra. They're expensive, but this is my treat. So,
hell yeah. Treat yourself.
You boys will enjoy them when you get your opportunity.
Sounds great.
Nice. All right, Wells, what about you?
I am drinking something that we canned today. It is from the Vale. It is a hazy IPA called Personal Space. It's the triple dry hopped version of Personal Space. Yeah, I definitely put on that Rick and Morty clip this morning at the very beginning of the run, just for the entire brewery to hear. One, Personal Space. Two, get out of my personal space. I mean, it just sets the mood, right? But this is I need to look at what this is. Triple dry hopped hazy double IPA brewed with Galaxy. And it is a shitload of fun. I went downstairs just to check on Liz in between recordings, and she's drinking one too. I mean, look, it's if we have a lot of hazy IPAs, I know she doesn't like the haze as much as I do, but like, I think I've just kind of like beaten it into her, like, or not literally, but like, I'm sorry, if you want beer, like, odds are it's going to be a hazy IPA. So, you know, I don't think she's reaching for my PBR, the pickle PBR that I have downstairs. So,
ah, yes.
Yeah. Josh, what are you sipping on?
So, you know, not only should Revolution sponsor us, I kind of feel like the Vale and other half should probably sponsor
the Vale. The Vale, money. Look, the Vale does sponsor. The Vale does sponsor me. Okay. They send me a check every week.
Yeah, I'll say I feel like we sponsored you. Them.
So speaking of the Vale, I'm drinking Dusty Rhodes.
Hell yeah, that's a nice little pale ale.
Yeah, hazy pale. I really enjoy it. Just a nice, smooth little pale ale, and I mean, yeah, and yeah. Any brewery that wants to sponsor us by sending us beer, hit us up. Contact at craftbeercast.com. But anyways, Jeff, we're at the end of the show. Besides contact at craftbeercast.com, where are we at?
Craftbeercast.com. Check us out. Patreon.com/craftbeercast. You can also find us on our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. You want to get a hold of us, contact at craftbeercast.com. I feel like I'm saying all the stuff you guys have already said. Wells, anything else you want to say?
You can find me on Instagram at allthewells, all one word. Josh, where can they find you? Besides right here.
Besides right here, nowhere. Rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and tell a friend, tell somebody you've been listening to us for all these years. I mean, this is episode 650. We are rapidly approaching 700.
What's going to happen when they hit 700?
I don't know. I have no fucking clue. If any of us have a liver left.
All we do is we move the goalposts, you know? We'll get a 700. It's like, all right, but what if we did 750? Okay, but what if we did 900?
What if we did 8? Like, yeah, exactly. But yeah, other than that, we'll talk to y'all next Thursday.